The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.
Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 8:33 is where we're at this morning, and we move along now to our next feature. A little earlier on, we were going to be speaking with regards to the Sanparks issue that had come about, where five Table Mountain National Park rangers who were involved in an altercation with pro cyclist Nicholas Dlamini, they've been placed on precautionary suspension. Now, for those of you that have seen the video, you would have seen the altercation, and Dlamini broke his arm when the rangers detained him for allegedly failing to pay the entrance fee at the Silver Mine section of the park where he was cycling on Friday. Now, South African National Parks acting CEO Liz McCaw says that an independent service would be appointed to conduct a preliminary investigation into the incident. But to provide comment online this morning, we do have the acting head of communications for Sanparks, and that's Ray Itakhuli. Ray, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning and thanks for having me.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, you know, the video has gone pretty much viral. Everyone saw exactly what transpired. But in terms of what led to the altercation, perhaps some clarity with regards to that.
What led to the altercation is that the rangers were alerted by the gate officials of a cyclist that went into the gate one of the Silver Mines section of Table Mountain National Park without paying all the mandatory fees. And on investigation, they managed to track down Ms. Nick Dlamini, and an altercation ensued. But we've seen the video, and we note that video, which will certainly form part of an investigation. And at the moment, all the five rangers have been placed on precautionary suspension. We can confirm that. The independent investigator has now been appointed. The investigator will be briefed this morning in terms of the scope of work that we expect him to do. Mm. And then following that, he will then start with the work.
So, of course, you know, when we say he hadn't paid, the fee or whatever it is, or with regards to permits, you know, what is standard protocol with regards to that if a cyclist is going to be cycling through?
The standard protocol is that people that are doing activities within any of our national parks are expected to purchase an activity permit.
Mm-hmm.
That activity permit, it's renewable at a certain time. Most of them are actually valid for a period of 12 months, renewable for the next year. Or a person is expected to pay a day, entry ticket or entry fee. That is the thing, the protocols that we have. And if a person is found in the park without that necessary papers, the rangers are required to stop such an individual and request that they produce, the permit, which happens every time. Cyclists know this. They get to be stopped now and then.
Mm.
The problem that we are having within that particular area is the fact that we have problems with criminals who enter the park as tourists or cyclists or people that do activities within the national park, only to rob people with those in the park. So rangers are there to enforce the law. Hence, people are stopped now and then and requested to produce documentation.
Now, of course, you know, in terms of Nick Dlamini's particular incident, you know, is he not a known face at, you know, the park, considering that he is a cyclist? Was this perhaps the first time that he was cycling through? Did rangers not perhaps, you know, identify him as being Nick Dlamini and, of course, handle the situation, you know, better so as to know that he's not, you know, a criminal in disguise, so to speak?
Look, we don't rely on prominence of people. Every single person is treated the same.
So is that standard protocol in terms of...
Really, if it was the premier of the Western Cape was in the park, the rangers might not have known me. So every single person is treated the same way. And there are, as I indicated to you, that we've got a lot of impersonators that come into the park and only to rob people.
Ray, what I'm asking is, in the event that, you know, what transpired, the incident that transpired on Friday, it seemed like Nick had, you know, resisted the rangers to some degree. Is that the way in which rangers should be handling those that contravene the so-called laws within the park?
Well, we regret that incident. It is very unfortunate. I think the matter could have been handled better. But as I indicated, this matter is actually subject of investigation at this particular moment. As I said, that we note the video, we've seen what has happened in the video. But we don't know at what point was this video taken. Mm. We don't know what happened at the gate. We don't know what happened elsewhere in the park with Meek. The only thing that we know is what we saw on the video. So it is critical for us not to prejudice against Meek Dlamini or any of the rangers, to wait for the private for the independent investigator to actually conduct his work or her work, so that we can get to the bottom of this issue.
And then in terms of those permits, you know, whether it be a yearly pass or a daily pass, what are the costs for a permit?
My apologies, I don't have the cost with me at the moment, but they are available on our website. The fees, are there on our website. Everybody can go on www.penpass.org to look into those fees.
All right. We'll leave it there for this morning, Ray. We thank you for your time and comment on the matter.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Gowal. And that was Ray Takuli speaking to us this morning, the acting head of communications for the the Sanparks there, South African National Parks, speaking to us in terms of those five Table Mountain National Park rangers who were involved in the altercation.